questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host Musa al-Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Joining us in the studio today is a dear friend and esteemed guest, Sheikh Noor Muhammad, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, I welcome you, and of course, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sheikh. Our question today is about the act of emotionally hurting someone. Now, this can take on many forms. It can be suddenly cutting contact with somebody, ignoring their calls or messages, and so on and so forth. We just put it under the general term or title name of emotionally hurting someone. Now, we know that in Islam, physically hurting someone or their property is strictly forbidden. It is unlawful, it is haram. But what about emotionally hurting? Because in reality, you're not physically hurting them. Or is emotionally hurting someone, injuring them emotionally, also forbidden in Islam, dear Sheikh?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Very nice question. And actually, it's about the how this divine religion of Allah, which is Islam, is encouraging people to have emotionally, you know, gather together and respect each other. And you maybe you cannot imagine how a huge amount of riwayat and narrations of Ahlul Bayt we have about the visiting each other, gifting to each other, be nice, to have nice treatment, you know, to each other, and so on and so forth.
Right.
For example, we have one narration, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that, Ya ma'shar al-mu'mineen ta'allafu wa ta'atafu. O people of the faith, visit each other, pay respect to each other, and to have nice treatment, kind relationship, and interaction to each other. And you know, especially in this day and age, you see how important it is to pay respect to each other and to be kind and
right.
Nice treatment to each other. Especially, you know, by this modern technology and this isolation of people and individualism, you know, the culture
right.
of the, unfortunately, some countries. And unfortunately, maybe it's to some extent, it's worldwide that people, they want to have their individual interest. And they are looking for their own, you know, interest. And
self-interest and what
self-interest,
they want.
Yes. And they do not pay attention and pay respect to each other, to their fellow human being. But in this divine religion of Allah, you see how great emphasis we have about the, you know, to have kind relationship and interaction to each other. And especially talking about the emotional hurting, which is in, you know, in our narration, which we call it hajr, which means in Farsi we say qahr kardan, you know. So kind of emotional hurting to each other. We have in some narrations from Noble Prophet Muhammad, he said that man hajara akhahu sanatan fahuwa kasafku dami. If you hurt emotionally your brothers and sisters in faith, more than 1 year is as if you have, you know, shed their blood. You
right.
see?
Spilled their blood.
Yes,
right.
You spilled their blood. And it, you know, indicating to the forbiddance of having so long, you know, cut to have so long cutting your relationship with your fellow brothers and sisters.
Right.
And of course, in other narrations, we have that Noble Prophet Muhammad, he said that, La hijrata fawqa thalas. You cannot have, you cannot break your relationship with your faithful brother and sister more than 3 days. actually. And we can understand from these narrations and other, you know, narrations of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, peace and blessing of Allah be upon them, that maybe to some extent we can understand more than 3 days of breaking your relationship with your fellow brothers and sisters is to some extent maybe it is forbidden, or at least dislike.
So even at this level, just cutting contact or just ignoring them perhaps, or not finding the time to answer a phone call for 3 days is actually considered, I'm not going to say haram, of course not, but it is disliked in Islam. So then naturally I would assume that emotionally hurting someone is much more forbidden and punishable in Islam, I think.
Exactly, exactly. Right. You know, it is, you know, disliked, very heavily actually disliked.
So it's a makruh, certainly.
Yes, yes. And we have in other narration, he said that لا يحل للمؤمن أن يحجر أخاه فوق ثلاثة أيام. More than 3 days, you cannot break your relationship with your faithful brother and sister. You should still be in contact with them, you know, respecting them, paying respect to each other, and to have nice interaction with each other, among each other. And of course, we in other narrations, we have that the if you continue having this kind of relationship, I mean, you know, to have this kind of breaking relationship with your brothers and sisters.
Right.
It is considered to be, to some extent, going out of the religion. Okay, we have this narration: لو أن رجلين دخلا في الإسلام فاحتجرا. If you are Muslim, but you break your relationship with other fellow brothers and sisters in faith, لكان أحدهما خارجا عن الإسلام حتى يرجع. يعني الظالم منهما. One of them at least is out of the religion of Islam, because
right.
because if you cause this breaking of the relationship,
disunity is what you're causing.
To cause disunity between each other, at least one of them is out of the religion of Islam. Maybe this narration referring to the that you are not still, you are not considered to be a real Muslim.
Right.
Because you did not observe the rights of other brothers and sisters in faith. And another person, in other narrations, there is addition to this beautiful narration. It says that another side of the story, another individual is, you know, also out of the, you know, real Islam. Because that person could still, you know, maintain the relationship. Okay, by stepping, you know, forward and paying your and showing your respect to other side of the, you know, person, but this person abstaining from that and he didn't do that, so still other side is transgressive and considered to be out of the real religion of
right.
Islam.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So I want to say that, very briefly speaking, I want to say that both sides, you know, for example, two people, two individuals, they break the relationship. Both of them, they, you know, they are not from the, you know, they are out of the religion of Islam. Of course, I said that maybe this narration referring that they are not real Muslim.
Right.
You know, we are not talking about the legal issues here. Of course, they still, they considered to
right.
be Muslim.
Of
but
course.
In many narrations, there is the emphasis that they are not considered to be a real Muslim. Muslim, because
Muslim.
They did not, yes, proper
right.
Muslim, because they did not respect the rights of each other.
Now, Sheikh, this problem that we have in our society, perhaps it has become a much more widespread issue now with social media, with people isolating themselves inside their homes on their phones. But this narration, I think it's talking about this social problem, which is some call it the antisocial disorder, isolation disorder, and so on and so forth. But nowadays, we have people who can go on for long periods without seeing even their family members, or calling their fathers, mothers, brothers, and sisters, and so on and forth. And their logic is simply like, it's not urgent, it's not because I hate them, or there's a problem in a relationship. Either I am busy with work, with school, children, family, or they're busy and I cannot always get a hold of them. Would we say that what they're doing is also wrong, taking into consideration these different circumstances?
Of course, they are also wrong, to some extent at least, because all of us, we have some kind of engagement. Some of us in business, some of us in a study, as you mentioned, some go to the university. So all of us, we have these daily activities and daily engagement.
Right.
But at least we can have some kind of, sending salam.
Right.
At least you can call, each other and sending message. Very easily you can do, for less than a second you can do that. Why?
It's much easier nowadays than back in the old days where you have to go personally.
Yeah, exactly. So why we refrain from doing these kind of ideas, but we bring up some excuses that we are busy, we have no time. You see, all of that, excuses.
Right.
But still, we have some minutes at least to have some kind of interaction via the social media and, calling, and you can still have and maintain your relationship with your faithful brothers and sisters.
Right. All this emphasis in these ruayat and narrations has been about your fellow brother in faith, i.e. your friends. But what about family? Because I know many people who do not call their parents, for example.
Exactly.
They do not even send a message.
Salatul Rahim, your family members, those your close relatives or your blood relatives, there are much more emphasis.
Right.
And actually, it is wajib.
That's actually wajib and it's a right.
Yes, it is obligatory to maintain your relationship with your family members. And it is very important. If you cut your relationship with your family members, actually, it is forbidden. Religion of Islam. And many verses of Noble Quran emphasizing on maintaining your relationship with your family members and with your relatives. But still, we have encouragement, as I mentioned, and of course, we have many numerous narrations in this regard that you have to maintain your relationship with your fellow brothers and sisters in faith. And of course, I don't know how much this divine religion of Islam indicating to have nice treatment and humanistic treatment with your fellow brothers and sisters. And still, I think many people enjoy when they're hearing that one religion, which is the religion of Islam, emphasizing on maintaining your relationship with your brothers and sisters.
Being social, because Islam is a social
exactly.
Religion and people are social creatures.
And it is part of our religion, actually. It is part of your worship if you maintain your relationship with your brothers and sisters, And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for doing that.
For maintaining relationships.
For maintaining your relationship with your brothers and sisters and, respecting each other, asking about their problems and trying to have kind of help for them, providing some help for them. These are considered to be part of your religion.
Sheikh, I just have one final question for you before we will have to end today's program. And that is that some people, they might say that I prefer not to speak to a certain person because either they have bad manners or they always talk about things I do not want to talk about. Or basically they feel that the other person is uncomfortable to be around with. And so they indiscreetly, indirectly cut the contact. Would we also say that this is wrong in Islam?
Of course we should go to different cases because cases are different.
Right.
But generally speaking, we have some verses of Noble Quran that you should respect your brothers and sisters even if they do not respect you.
Okay.
Itfa' billati hiya ahsan.
Right.
It means that you should interact your brothers and sisters with nice treatment even if they do not respect and pay respect to you.
And of course, it depends on each case, but this is just a general ruling. Yes. And with that, dear Sheikh, we are going to have to end today's program. I thank you for your time, for joining us, and for spreading with us your knowledge. And I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. Until next time, fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن